This coming week is the yard site of the Blujev Rav. The Tzvieli Malach from Blujev, he was the grandson of the Bnei Yisaskar, the son of Rav David Dinover. He was a Mechutin, the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Razvedover, who was the grandson of the Rav Shatarav. And he was a tzaddik, the Tzvila Tzaddik. His sefer, Tzvila Tzaddik, is filled with amazing, amazing drushim. The Blujev Rav, the Tzvila Tzaddik. And the sefer is filled with gematrios lahafli. I'm not familiar with another sefer, not that I'm a Yodea sefer, but such a sefer, which is so rich in drushim, in soidais, in ramazim, in gematrios. Rav Moshe Wolfson, he tells over that people come to him and they say that they have sfeikus and emuna. And what could they do for chizuk and emuna? So Rav Moshe Wolfson tells people, he says, I heard it from him, he said, I tell people that they should learn the Tzvila Tzaddik. Because a person can chap such a Mamish gal enev yabit and iflois mitarasacha. He said about himself that he never ever made a cheshbon of his own gematrias. He said that when he used to see and he had a hergish and he knew that he said at the end of his life, I don't think I ever made one mistake when I made gematrias. He said that only one time in his life that he ever had to compute a gematria. Like he had to go through the gematria. It was actually, it's Pesach related. It's Pesach related. He said once, on a Motzei Shabbos, which fell out on Pesach. And he said that it was Shabbos, and it was Erev Pesach. And he was very weak. And it wasn't the time where he could eat really, because you're not supposed to eat before in the afternoon, before the Seder. So he said he had to make the following gematria. But he said, this is the vort which he said. This is just an example of some of the things which come from that Sefer. It says that the Baal HaGadah says, Vayetzenu Hashem in Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazaka, Vizvayanetuyo, V'moira Gadol, V'oisis, V'moisim, V'chule. And then it says, "Elu eser makos shehiv kodesh bohu la mitzim b'mitzrayim ve'elu hein down svadi akinim." And Rabbi Yehuda haya noisim mehem simanim detzach hadash biachav. So he said, he asked the question. He says, "Be'achav, we know is barod ar bechoshech im bechoris. The way that it's brought down in the Haggadah is makas bechoris, but the simon doesn't say makas bechoris; it just says bechoris." Why didn't he say Makas Bechiris in the Simen? So he said the following thing. He says, because the pasuk which the Magid quotes before, Vayetzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim, Biyan Chazaka, Vizoyen Etuyev Vmer Gadol, Vaoisis Vemaifsim, is exactly Vigamatria, Dam Tzvardeya Kinim Aroiv Dever Shrin Barad Arbe, Choyshech, and Bechiris. So Rabbi Yehuda came to say pshat, because since the Magid said makas b'chayres, you would think that it's off by 460. The word makas is 460. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no, you have to make the cheshbin of the gematria without the word makas. So all the makas together is gematria of the pasuk. So he said, this is the only gematria I had to work out. This gematria. That's what he said about himself. There's a story. Malava Malka related story about the Blujev Rav. First of all, you know the Gemara says, we've mentioned it many times, Chamed b'Motzei Shabbos Malugma, that having a warm drink on Motzei Shabbos is important for refuas, and especially now, people are not well. It's an opportunity on Motzei Shabbos, which is presented to us, to have a warm drink on Motzei Shabbos. Rashi, however, says to have a warm drink, or lirchoitz, or to have a warm shower or warm bath. And it's brought down that the Blue Zhevarov, that it was his minhag, it was his derech, every Motzei Shabbos to mekayim these words of Rashi, of lirchoitz. He wouldn't be mekayim it by drinking a hot drink. He would take a warm bath on Motzei Shabbos to be mekayim that in him. It's also the yortzayin happens to be of the Oyev Yisrael, the Apter Rav. And the Hasidim used to say, you know, the Oyev Yisrael was one of the great, great Hasidim of all time, the great Rebbes of all time. He was a Talmud of the Noam Elimelech and the Apter Rav. And the Hasidim would say that the Blue Zhevar Rav, whose yortzayin is the same day as the Apter Rav, he had his neshama. That they're both Nifter and Hei Nisan. And the winter before his Petira, the Blue Zhevar Rav spoke a lot about the Apter Rav. A lot about the Apter Rav. And the Rebbe from Tichin said that before his passing, the Blue Zhevar Rav's passing, he asked many questions of him about the Oyev Yisrael, how he passed away, and then and this and then that. He knew that he would be passed away on that day. And the Chassidim said that he had the Neshama of the Apter Rav. Some Malava Malka related story. That there was once a certain Gvir and a Chassid, a Mafursim Dikayed from the Chassidei Bluzhov, that the Rebbe was in town for that Shabbos by him, and he invited the Rebbe to come have Malava Malka at his home, and the Bluzhov Rebbe accepted it. So the Giveres, the woman of the house, the Balas Habayis, so she prepared a very special mix, a special dish, Lakovid, the Tzvila Tzadik. And as they were sitting at the Suda, Malava Malka, and he stuck his spoon into the dish, and he was about to put it into his mouth, so he couldn't put it into his mouth. So he put it back into the bowl, and then he started to mix the bowl a little bit, and then he tried again to put it into his mouth, and he couldn't put it in. And the Balabas was watching this happen. And then he put down the spoon, and as soon as he put down the spoon, so then all the other chassidim who were there put down the spoon. So suddenly, the Rebbetzin of the house, she comes into the room, and she says, "The Rebbe shouldn't eat the dish." Says that the housekeeper, that the maid in the kitchen, that she cooked this in the wrong pot. She cooked it in a milchik pot, which is a ben yoimai. The dish is treif. So all of a sudden, ooh, the big mai face by the Rebbe. Everybody was like, "Wow, ruach hakodesh," in front of everybody. So the Blue Zhevar Rav in his humility, I don't know if it's his humility or it's his godless, which comes out of this, what he said about it. He said, "Ah, you chassidim, you're all like children. Everything which a Rebbe does, you make a maifis out of it." There was no maifis here. He said that this dish looked so delicious to me that I had a cheshik to eat the dish. But by the chassidim, so before they put anything into their mouth, which they really want to eat, they have to wait because they shouldn't indulge in the food. So each time I was ready to put the spoon into my mouth, so I thought to myself, I'm going to enjoy this too much. So I had to put down the spoon. I was going to take another bite and I put it down because I was going to enjoy it too much. And that was the moment that she came in. That was the moment that she came in and stopped me from it. But it wasn't a maifis. I'm not sure what's a bigger maifis. That you have a person like that he can control himself, you know, that he to be on such a madriga. You have to take a look at the Evan Ezra, where he speaks about in the Sugi of Nedarim. He says, "Ish ki yafli neder." So the Evan Ezra says, why does the Torah say ki yafli lindor neder? Ki yafli lindor neder, that he makes a pellet like this to make a neder. So the Evan Ezra writes there, he says, because if a person takes a neder, he does it because he feels like he has a certain taiva which he needs to overcome. So he makes a nether so that she shouldn't be engrossed in that taiva. A person who is able to have a taiva and he makes a nether, to stop himself for his own growth in Avodas Hashem, he says that's called a Pella. That's called a Pella. That's a Maifes. That's a real Maifes. And you should know that the only tzaddikim were able to make Maifesim, and they were all, most of them hid themselves and they didn't make open Maifesim, is only commensurate to how much a person is a Baal Maifes, that he's able to control his taivas, that he's able to make Maifesim in the world. It doesn't just come free like that. You don't become a tzaddik free. Ramesh Wolfson tells over the story that the Blue Zhvarav, that somebody once made like a joke, and he said something along the lines of like, Badera Chalatza, Mashiach is here. So Mashiach is here. And it caught the ear of the Blue Zhvarav, and he said that when the Blue Zhvarav heard that, he said his face became white. Became white. So when he told them afterwards that he was just joking, so they said, so why did your face become white? He says that it became white because ki adayin eineni muchan lebiyasai. I'm not ready for Mashiach to come. I'm not ready for Mashiach to come. To understand that the Blue Zhvarav, like me'al the tzaddikim, they waited every single second for Mashiach to come. But the reality of Mashiach may be here. He said, a tzaddik like that, he says, I'm not ready for Mashiach's coming. The Gemara says such a thing. The Gemara says that there were Amoraim who would say, Mashiach should come, but I shouldn't see it. So the Pashup Shah, and why I shouldn't see it, the Mefarshim explained, is because there's going to be a lot of wars, and it's going to be... But another pshat in that Gemara is that he should come, but I shouldn't see it, is because the tzaddikim felt that they won't be able to handle the busha of having to see the face of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because Chazal learned that when Yosef showed his face to the brothers, that it's all a mashal and a dogma to Mashiach comes. Because there's an Indian called Mashiach ben Yosef. And the face of Yosef was such that the Torah says, Ki nivalu mipanav, that they were embarrassed of his face, and the tzaddikim taich, that his face was shining with such a glow that they felt embarrassed to be standing in front of Yosef the Tzaddik. But that's a dogma to the busha that Mashiach's face is going to shine like the sun. We know that from Chazal. But the tzaddikim said that he should come, but I shouldn't see it, because if I have to see it, it will cause me such a busha. It will cause me such a busha to see the face of Mashiach Tzidkenu, to see my face in a face like that. The Blue Zhvarav, he didn't say Torahs by Shabbos Noach, Parshas Noach, although he darshed every single Shabbos. He would say that you can't say Torahs until Parshas Lech Lecha, because Parshas Noach is a marble. Everything is a marble. It's one big marble. So that Shabbos, he didn't say Torahs, and he went into his room, and his grandson, the previous Blue Zhvarav, Rabbi Yisrael Blue Zhvarav, who lived in Borough Park, and his friend Reb Mordechai Shpelter. So they were learning in the Beis Medrash, and after Chatzayis Laila, after midnight, they listened by the door of the room of the Blue Zhvarav, what he's doing then. And so when they went like this to the door, so they heard that some noises from the Blue Zhvarav room. And they opened up the door a little bit just to see, and they saw that he was standing by the heater, and he was crying. He was crying, and he was saying that which we say in Kariban Olam, Eleka dile yekaru revusa perek yasanach mipum ayasa. He was crying when he was singing Kariban Olam. So the Rebbe was margish that they were there. So he saw his grandson in a matala there, and he said, come. He invited them to come inside. So when they came in, he pointed to the candles, and he said, the candles are shrying Shabbos Hayom, that it's Shabbos today. And the walls here, you see these walls, they're also shrying, they're also screaming that it's Shabbos today. So he turned to them and he said, with a tear in his eye, he says, I don't understand the Divrei Chazal, that they say Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Haba. He says, halavai that I should be margish in my Olam Haba, like I'm margish Shabbos in this world. Halavai that I should have an Olam Haba which is as gishmak as I have in this world, from the Shabbos in this world. So the Rebbe from Pshavorsk, when he heard this story, so Rabbi Akula from Pshavorsk, so he said he had a lot of hana from this story. Because his father-in-law, Rabbi Itzikol from Pshavorsk, who was a very great tzaddik, He once told me that he counted on his fingers the Shabbos Yidden. Who were the Shabbos Yidden in the Welt? Who were the Shabbos Yidden? And he counted amongst them the Blujava Rav. He says, until I heard this Maisa, I never knew why the Blujava Rav was amongst the Shabbos Yidden. Now that I heard this story about the Blujava Rav, I know why he's amongst the Shabbos Yidden. One of the very famous Talmidim, perhaps the most famous of the Talmidim of the Tzvi Tzaddik, was the Shomer Emunah, Rabbi Aryeh Roth. He told over the Rabbi Aryeh Roth that the Blujava Rav had an inyan, that every day he had a cup of tea, and he would cut the sugar in half, the sugar cube, and he would put half of it in his cup, and the other half he would make a mechira, he would sell it to the highest bidder. And this went on every day. When it came Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he cut the sugar cube in half, so everybody was waiting to buy the half of the sugar. And the Blujava Rav said, Yotztis Chol HaMoed, and Chol HaMoed handelich nisht. He says, we can't do business on Chol HaMoed. We can't do business on Chol HaMoed. So he wasn't going to sell it. He wasn't going to sell the sugar cube. So the Rabbi Aryeh Roth, he said that the reason why he made a mischar, that he made a mechir the whole year round on the sugar cube, was in order to be able to do this. That since it says in Shulchan Aruch he can't do business on Chol HaMoed, what business was the Blujava Rav doing? He wasn't involved in any business. His whole day was Torah and Tefillah. Says he made a business out of selling the sugar cube so that on Chol HaMoed he could say he's refraining from doing business on Chol HaMoed. That's why he did that. So he said, you see from here, he would say in the Shomer Emunim, he said, the Musar Haska you can take from this, that the whole year around he was thinking about how he could be Mekayim, the Inyan and Shulchan Aruch, not to do business on Chol HaMoed. Not to do business on Chol HaMoed. Another Maisa related to Sukkos, I heard this from my Rebbe, Sharif Wishleima. So, he said that the Tzvila Tzaddik was the son-in-law of Moshe Razvedover, who was one of the great Tzaddikim. And every Sukkos, the Blujava Rav would go to his father. He would go to his father, the Dinever Rav, Rav David Dinever, for Sukkos. But the Razvedover loved his son-in-law very much, and he wanted him to stay for Sukkos. So he said to his son-in-law, he said to him, you know, is it so terrible here that you have to go to your father for Sukkos? We have a nice Sukkos here too. So he said, no, I don't see my father that often. I like to have Sukkos by my father. So the Rav said, what can I do for you? What could I do for you to make that you should stay? So he said, I don't have any children yet. He took him a long time to have children. So he said to him, if you promise me a ben zachar, I'll stay for Sukkos. If you promise me a ben zachar, I'll stay for Sukkos. No. I'm confusing. He said, if you promise me your esrog, meaning if you'll share with me your esrog, then I'll stay for Sukkos. So he agreed. So the Reza Dover agreed. Came Sukkos time. And he saw that the Razvedover was pacing back and forth. He was pacing back and forth on Sukkos, pacing back and forth. So he said to him, "What are you pacing for?" He says, "Because I can't share my esrog. Can't share the esrog. I can't share the esrog." So the Blujava Rav said, "Okay, fine. I'll make you a deal." Says, "I'm not going to borrow your esrog this year. I'll be meichel on the agreement if you promise me a ben zachar this year." So the Rav there said, "Fine, deal." So that year he had a son, and that the son that he had, it was the Keren Yeshua. He was a very big tzaddik. I think that was maybe his only son, and they used to call him the Esrog. That was his nickname in the shtibel, was the Esrog. I think even the Rav used to call him my Esrog. So that's how he was able to bargain out of his father-in-law to have a son on that Sukkos. Maybe just another Pesach-related story. It says that once the Toldos Aaron, Rabbi Baruch Roth, told over the story as well. He said that there was a chassid who lived in the city of Raisha. And his name was Meir Goldberg. And he was sick with Yana Machala. And he was on his deathbed. And the story should be refuah for all the chaylim and klaisim. And it was Pesach then. And B'leil Pesach, after the Seder, after the first night of Seder, so there was a yid in the city of Raisha that the Bluja V'Rav came to him in a dream. And he told the chassid, he says, right now, Reb Meir is on death row. He's very ill. And he needs a refuah. Go tell him that he should drink from the kais of Eliyahu HaNavi. And he'll have a refuah. And the B'kach Abba, he ran over there. He said, drink from the kais of Eliyahu. And he had a refuah. And he became so well that already by the next night, he was having Seder at the table. The second night of the Seder. It's a known thing that the kais of Eliyahu HaNavi is mesugal for refuahs. That most people don't drink it the night of the Seder, but many have the minhag to make kiddush on it the next day. Rabbi say it's not something to throw in the garbage. Make sure that you save it, you can save it for the year and you can use it for kiddush. I know that I save it and use it at times. And it's something which is very kedai to keep or to use over Pesach. Elio doesn't come and make brachas on your kais and then just it becomes garbage after that. It's a very special matana that Hashem gives us. And you see here that it was Poel Yeshuas for this Yid. And Melava Malka also, like we said, that Melava Malka heals, having a warm cup. That warm cup of Melava Malka is also like Kais Shel Eliyahu HaNavi. And in the same way that Kais of Eliyahu Melava Malka, the Gemara says, makes refuahs, so too the Kais Shel Eliyahu by the Seder also. Once, along the lines of the story we said before, that the Blujver wasn't feeling well. And there was a doctor who was in town who was a very famous doctor. Apparently he was a doctor to a king. And they asked, the chassidim asked that they should come and check the Tzvi Tzadik, to check his pulse. And he said that something wrong with the pulse of the Tzvi Tzadik, it's not beating right. So the Tzvi Tzadik said to this doctor, and this doctor apparently he grew up from and then he went off the derech. So the Bujarev says, he says, do you remember from when you were younger that you learned of a yontiv called Shavuos? He said, yeah. He says, today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. 6 days it's going to be Shavuos. He says, do you think that a heart should beat properly knowing that Shavuos is 6 days away? Also this coming week is the Yahrzeit of the Avos Yisrael. I don't remember if it's the Imre Chaim or the Avos Yisrael, who's the Vizhnitzer Rebbe. I think it was the Imre Chaim. Rabbi Yudala Jikover, who was the son-in-law of the Imre Chaim, he said that once, it was 3 weeks before Pesach, and the Imre Chaim, he blurted out of the tish, He said, it's 120 hours left till we eat matzah. And this wasn't like, it wasn't his style to do things like that, but he said it just out of the blue. He said he was able to count the amount of hours left it was until he was going to be at the Seder to eat matzah. So he says, I knew it was going to be a very good Heiliga Seder that year because already he couldn't contain himself and he was counting the hours publicly of how many hours were left till we have the Seder. Anyway, the tzaddikim, the way that they prepared for mitzvahs, they were zeichet to such a slavas and such dvekas in the mitzvahs which they did because they were thinking about it. They were thinking about it for days and weeks and months before they were mekayim mitzvahs. It wasn't that they just walked into the Seder and they were thinking about it. They were thinking about it the whole time before. So that a yid thinks about Shavuos. And this is the mitzvah which we have by Shabbos. The Torah says, Zachas HaMeshabbos HaKatcha. We count Yom Rishon the Shabbos, Yom Sheni the Shabbos, The Shabbos-tik Yidin are the Yidin that the whole week they're thinking about Shabbos. That when Shabbos comes, it's not like, oh, it happens to be Friday, now we're going to roll into Shabbos. The whole week they're thinking about the mitzvahs that they have. They're thinking about the Yom Tovim which are coming up. So Rabbi is saying, now we're 2 weeks away from Pesach. We should already be thinking about, you know, the matzahs which we're going to have and the kaisais and sitting by the table. Everybody's going to be home this year. We're going to be sitting about, thinking about how we're going to become the mitzvahs and looking forward to it. So when already comes this man, that to be mekayem those mitzvahs, a person's going to be magash a different time. Magash a different time. Okay. Zuchus yagin aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, shemim refuas and yeshuas.